I'll be back again with you tomorrow night. Weird America and unexplained sleep deaths. That will be my topic on Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, we've been talking with our guests about communication from the other side. My Life After Death, A Memoir from Heaven is the name of the book. And our guests have been Kim Babcock, psychic medium. And we've been talking with Elisa Medhus, MD. She is a mother. She lost her son. And she has brought together these stories along with her son from the other side. Ways to help you. We're going to be taking calls for the remainder of tonight's show and a chance for you to speak with Eric directly through psychic medium Kim Babcock. Kim, is Eric with us?
He is. He's been with us.
Nope. You're cutting in and out on me there. We all right?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can. I heard you say he's been with us, and then we lost you for a few seconds. He's been with us the whole time?
Yeah, he has, indeed.
All right. Elisa, are you ready to start taking calls from listeners?
Ready to rock and roll.
All right. Let me ask this real quickly, Kim, if you want to relay this message on, or I don't know how this works. Can Eric hear me just by my speaking, or do you have to translate? How does that all go through?
Kind of both. I mean, he can hear you, and I think he's tuned into me. So if you want to ask a question, I can convey it to him and listen for his response.
Well, Eric, welcome to the show. Are there rules to what you are allowed to share? Like if there are major events that are coming up, things like 9/11 or an asteroid hit, are you allowed to even let people know that this is coming our way, or is that part of our own experiences that we just have to have happen on our own?
He says that there are rules. He says that some of the events with a deeper magnitude, he says, we don't touch those. We can't touch those. He says some of the smaller things, you know, like a baby coming or things, smaller life events like that, he says, we can bring about those and talk about those. But some of the bigger things, he says, you're going to get the best experience from them when you experience it. He says, you're going to learn the best from them when you experience it without that preconceived knowing ahead of time. He says sometimes that's what you need is he's like, not to be rude, but sometimes that's what you need is to be blindsided because it wakes you up.
Eric Medhus is joining us through psychic medium channeler Kim Babcock. Eric is an eternal 21-year-old man who struggled with severe bipolar disorder since he was 14 years old, along with learning disabilities. Eric passed away on October 6th of 2009. And from his new place in heaven, Eric's main occupation is a spirit guide who helps those who struggle with their human experience. He's the inspiration and contributor to Channeling Eric blog and community and co-author of the book, My Life After Death, A Memoir from Heaven. We'll take a quick break and we'll launch into your calls. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is Coast to Coast AM. All right, we are back with Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host for the evening, Dave Schrader. Kim Babcock is here with us this evening to channel Eric and help him communicate with us and with the callers and listeners of Coast to Coast AM. Let's start it. Wild card line one, Lynn in Terre Haute, Indiana. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, David. I am Kim. And the gracious doctor and her son, Eric, I have a question, so I'll just shoot it out there. I am recently widowed, and I'm selling our home, releasing everything. And it's metaphorically, you know, everything, literally. And I want to move to California, and I don't feel my husband, who has passed on, is really guiding me through this, but I know that I'm being led there, and I just want to know if this is the right direction that I'm going.
Okay, so Eric, he just listens and responds. He says, don't be fooled thinking that you're not being guided by him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's that thing that people often do when you want so desperately to hear from somebody and, you know, or you want to feel guided from them or you want to feel interactions from them. but you convince yourself, well, I'm being guided, but I don't think it's from him. He says, don't convince yourself that. He says, because, in fact, you are being guided because ultimately happy, he says, he wants you to be happy. If that happy means selling everything and starting over, moving to be closer to family, he says, that's what you need to do. He says, but please don't convince yourself that you're not being guided by him. Sometimes that filter of grief, they can't penetrate, and you can't feel that it's them. You still know that you're being guided, mm-hmm. but you're not sure where the guidance is coming from, or you're feeling that tug, I feel like I need to do this, but I'm not sure why. He says, you're feeling him. You're getting it. You're knowing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm receiving it through impulses instead of I woke up one day and I said, oh, I got to sell my car, and I got a better car, and I bought a BMW, and it's better. And I had to get the siding on the house, and that came as an impulse. Oh, I need to get the siding done. I got to get the siding done. And I woke up one day, and they said, oh, the West is best. I need to move to the West. I need to be with my family. It wasn't anything that I thought out, but when I look back on the past few months, every single step I took led me to this decision. And he never was impulsive. In fact, he would hold me back from making fast decisions. I would ask him a question and have to wait days to get an answer. So
well, Lynn, thank you. Thank you for calling. Could it be that maybe he was holding her back? Is this just her intuition finally being allowed to happen? Could that be what she's actually experiencing now?
Eric says she's being led. He says step by step, you're being led. He's walking with you, and he says ultimately because you need to be with your family.
All right. Let's go to wild card line two. Gary, London, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing well.
I love your show. I love these ones where they have near-death experiences because I'm a believer in it. I love to hear every story. Anyway, my story goes back to 2010 when I lost my girlfriend to cancer. And one day I was walking through a Taco Bell parking lot, and I started talking to her. Remember how we used to walk through this parking lot, or she'd be coming from home and I'd be coming from the drugstore or something, and we'd stop and talk for a minute. And just as I got that out of my mouth, I saw a car that looked familiar to me as though it belonged to one of my tenants. And I looked at the license plate. I had to back up to get to see the plate properly. And it said Goofy on it instead of a number. And I thought, is she trying to send me a message saying she found her first cat's name was Goofy? And I was thinking that she was trying to tell me that maybe she'd found her cat in heaven. And since that's
so you're wondering if those are signs that you're truly getting?
Yeah. It's only okay. The one time. I've never had any other signs, but just that one. And I've heard that license plates can deliver messages from dead loved ones.
Eric, is that a message or is it just coinkydink?
He laughs. He says, no, it's not coinkydink. He says, what you experienced was a complete moment on your part of openness, of just accepting. He says, you decided to try to connect, and it was just out of complete authenticity in your heart of wanting to connect. And that's why you got the signs. He says you were open enough to see them and to hear them and feel them and know where they came from. He says that's the kind of stuff I do to my mom all the time. He says you have to know that signs are given to you all the time. It's just, is your awareness there to match it, to truly see it and realize that they're coming from your loved one? He says, but no, there's no coincidence there. Look at the name. He says, look at the license plate.
All right. Well, let's go to wild card line three. We have Nancy in Cary, North Carolina joining us now. What's your question this evening, Nancy?
I don't necessarily have a specific question. I felt compelled to call, and I was just about to hang up, and I said, if there's anybody that needs this more than me, I'm going to hang up now. And the minute I went to hang up, you guys answered. So my concern is lately some strange things have been happening around me and my family. I never really believed in good versus evil, but lately outside around our house, some negative kind of things are happening. And inside the house, people that are coming to do work on the house or people that I know or call are giving me kind of a Jesus type message, and I'm not religious. So I feel like my husband was out with the dog one night, and he said, I don't know what this is, and I don't believe in this stuff, but basically what he saw was a shadow person across the street. The dog went hysterical. My husband was shaken. So I just kind of want to know what's happening, what the message is to us.
Eric says around the home, in the home, he says, you know, just be mindful of the company you keep or the people that come around. And he also says, think about your mindset too. He says, you know, if you wake up and you think about negativity existing around you, with you, in your home, outside of your home, across the street, he says, if you constantly wake up and think about that, it's like you create that reality. He says, you create, you fuel the fire, he says. He says, so two things. He says, be careful of the company you welcome into your home. He says, just feel them. Feel them out. Feel their vibes. He's like, if they don't feel good, don't let them come back. He says, and then also, be careful your mindset. Like, don't let your mind run away with this, because it can, and you can create a different reality that might not be so pleasant.
All right. Thank you. We've got an email from Judy in West Chicago, Illinois, and she'd like to know, do souls get stuck here on Earth or in our plane? Do they get stuck? Can they be trapped here? What do you make of that, Eric?
He says they can form attachments. He says they can form attachments to land or to homes, even people. He says, but that's also part of their willingness. That's part of what they've decided. He says they're never really stuck. There's always guides to help them learn about where they are and move from one plane to the next, or, you know, through dimensions. He says they're never really stuck. It's more they're choosing to be attached to something for a reason. He says there could be a part of them that still needs to heal. You know, if somebody so valued their land and then passed so quickly, he says part of their soul still needs to heal and lose that attachment. So he says, you know, partially they can be here based on their choosing, but they're never really confined or stuck.
Francine writes in and wants to know, Eric, what is death?
He laughs and he throws his arms out wide and he says, birth. He says it's a whole new beginning. It's a whole new. He says let me flip it for you. Let me reverse your question. Let me explain the process. He says to me, as Eric, he says a physical birth is almost a partial spiritual death, because humans have lower vibrations. So he says it's hard being a human, but when you pass and you become spirit, he says that's like being born again. That's like a birth in itself. He says it's a whole new life. It's a whole new experience with lights, and it feels so good. He says it's birth.
Okay. Let's go to wildcard line 4, Chris in Ohio.
Yes.
It's hi,
nice,
Chris.
To talk to you, Dave. I appreciate you taking my call.
Certainly.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Eric, for helping out, and his mother, too. Very grateful. I've lost a couple of loved ones. And the area I live in, I don't know of anyone who's good at giving messages, and unfortunately I don't hear spirit. And I'd like to know if Eric can pick up any messages for my deceased loved ones that might be beneficial for me now.
He brings forward male energy to your side. So know that myself as a medium, I don't hear names. Sometimes I'll get initials. Most of the time I'll get birth dates or months. They'll talk about diseases and things like that. But he brings forward a male energy to your side. So that would be like a brother, a spouse, a cousin, or a friend. That's why they would go to your side. But there's multiple. Like, he gives me three dots. So three dots, when Eric gives me those, that's his way of saying that there's at least three people coming forward, stepping forward. He says, the important thing for you to know,
okay,
he says, first of all, like, and I feel like this is connected to male, suffering wasn't as bad as you saw or you thought.
Okay.
Then he also says, you do need to know that there's three together. He keeps saying there's three. Do you understand that?
It would probably be my mother, my father, and maybe my grandmother.
There's three. Okay, because he keeps repeating there's three. So were you close with your father then?
Both my mother and father, yes.
Okay, so that's why he would bring the male in at your side, because typically fathers go above you. But if you're close with him, that's why he would bring him in at your side. But he says the important thing is to know with the male that suffering isn't as it looked or as we thought. You know, as humans on the outside watching would think, suffering wasn't as deep as we think. And it's important for you to know that they're together. He says that's the most important thing for you to know, because it's almost like he's acknowledging your thoughts and thinking, have they found each other? Are they out there? Where are they? So he keeps bringing them together. And
tell me what I should be doing now, though, the direction for me.
What's that?
Does my father have any directions for what I should be doing, focusing on now? So I kind of like an avoid of not knowing after all this, taking care of him, what to do.
Eric, he's acting as a channel for the father. So he's basically conveying what the father is saying. He makes me feel like work is difficult right now. Whatever you're going through at work, he almost actually makes me feel like either you need a change in your work or you're not at the right workplace. Something is not right. It's not good.
I'm not at work anymore, so that wouldn't be it.
Okay. Well, somehow, some way, if you're not working, there's still something career-related. Maybe you should be working, because it's in that career aspect that he says isn't right. So if you're retired, but you're like, nah, I don't know what to do with myself, he's talking about in that career aspect, it's not right. So again, if you're retired, not working, maybe he's saying you need to be working.
For physical reasons. I've done a lot to this poor body over the years. It's finally caught up with me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I've done a lot to this poor body over the years, and it's finally caught up with me, and I can't work anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. But he says the main thing that you need to know is that the three are together. He says the three are together, and the male didn't suffer as you thought or as you saw.
Because he had Alzheimer's, yeah. Okay. That's nice to know.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show with us this evening. Phone lines are open. We're taking your calls tonight. If you'd like to communicate with Eric through spiritual medium Kim Babcock and ask any questions, you certainly can give us a call. We do have some open phone lines right now. You can also send in those questions to me, dave@darknessradio.com. dave@darknessradio.com, and I will try to filter those through as the show progresses. We'll continue with those calls. And remember, there's links for our guests. If you go to coasttocoastam.com, you can find the books, you can find the links, you can find all the information on how you can reach out to these guests or read their books, see their programs, know what's going on. It's very easy. We put it all together for you in one amazing place. At coasttocoastam.com, you'll get all the answers, and you can become a Coast Insider and never miss another minute of the best in paranormal and fringe talk radio. This is it. Check it out. And again, 5 years of past archives are there. You've got interviews. You've got live chats with a lot of the guests and George Norrie. So go check that out during the break and become an insider right now. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue with your phone calls. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is Coast to Coast AM. We're back, and we're taking your calls this evening. Our guests are helping you with the other side. We've got Eric Medhus, who is on the other side, has crossed over, and from his place in heaven is coming back through a channeling guide with Kim Babcock, trying to help you and answer your questions this evening. We're also joined by Eric's mom in life, Elisa Medhus, and she's with us as well. As you get these questions, Elisa, and you hear these kind of things come through, what do you think are important aspects people should be paying attention to in the messages or in the questions that they want to ask?
I don't quite get the question.
Well, with what people are getting, you know, a lot of times it's they ask these questions and, you know, what about the answers that they get should they be paying most attention to? I mean, is it sometimes in the, how do I want to phrase this for you properly?
I think I understand. I think I understand. You know, you have to keep an open mind afterwards because I was told by a medium or a psychic that, and this is after Eric died, that I would be traveling in Norway and I would come across some accident in an intersection, and I, as a doctor, would help this young girl. And then my family would be standing over me. It's like, oh, my God, Mom really is a doctor, you know. That sort of conversation would ensue. So I thought, well, she's way off, because why would I be traveling in Norway, you know, just to, you know, on the country roads, et cetera. Well, 2 years later, that exact thing happened. The little girl had a ruptured spleen, and I had to tend to her. And there was my family standing over me. It's like, oh, my God, Mom, you're not just this little clumsy woman who, you know, who makes mistakes. You are actually a doctor, and you actually saved a life.
All right.
Keep an open mind, because then the message you get may actually make sense to you later.
Quick email question from Julie. She says, Eric, she'd like to know, she's been having dreams of her mom for the last few years. What do they mean? In the dreams, she's always mad, and she's always telling Julie that there's money and money that she doesn't know about, and it's driving Julie crazy. Why am I so mad, and what is this money thing she's talking about?
Eric says, first listen to the emotion. And he says, okay, so he's going to be a dream interpreter for a minute. He says this is going to typically, you know, if people have dreams like this, this is typically, it's your human nature to want to apply it to your life. Oh, she must be mad that I haven't found some money. He says that's not the message. He says it's more about the emotion and what it's tied to. He says, so first of all, listen to the emotion, anger, mad, and then she's tying it to money. So it may not be directly with her, he says, but don't be angry about your financial situation. He says it's not a literal interpretation of she's angry because you're not finding money. It's just the emotion and what it's connected to, and he says money. So he's saying literally for her not to be angry about her financial situations or financial things that, you know, she'd hoped for, or it hasn't turned out the way that she expected, or your timing feels off. He says, listen to the emotion with the money. He says, anger and the money.
Okay. And we do have, I've got a letter that came in. They'd like to remain anonymous, but they're curious if Eric can shed any light on the disappearance of Jacob Wetterling from Minnesota. It's been, what, over 20 years now since this boy went missing. Is he alive somewhere, or has he passed? And if he has, is there any way to know where he is?
Eric's asking for the name again.
Jacob Wetterling.
The first question that he answers, is he alive or not? He gives me the feeling that he's in spirit. Like, I feel like he's connecting more to his spirit than humanness.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, well, okay, now we ask why the disappearance. He says, the only thing I can tell you about the situation is that it was meant to bring people together in a community sense. He says, it's meant to bring people together that wouldn't have originally been together. So, you know, and he's talking about like in search efforts or connecting because of, you know, the tragedy behind it or the mystery behind it. People who wouldn't have originally been connected are now connected, and they're supposed to be, and this is the event that was supposed to happen to make those connections occur.
Do you know where he is now? Do you know where a body may be found so that this family can get final closure?
He doesn't say anything, but he gives me an image, and, you know, there's no specifics to it. I just see, you know, I apologize if this is hard to hear, but he, the image that he shows me is I see remains in thick woods, like thick wooded area. I ask him if he can tell me, you know, what state is this, what town is this, and he just remains silent. I just see remains like in a thick wooded area. I know that's hard to hear, but.
All right. Well, I appreciate you doing what you could for us. Let's continue with phone calls right after the break. You're listening to Coast AM. An interview with the other side. That's what we're doing right now as we talk with Eric Medhus through Kim Babcock, a psychic medium that's channeling and getting the answers directly from him. Let's go back to the phone lines for your questions. Wildcard, line four. Let's go to Carl in Toms River, New Jersey. Carl, welcome to the show. What's your question this evening?
Yes, I just had a question that's been bothering us for years. We lost our son almost, it will be 7 years, on the 21st of September. He was autopsied twice, and there was no conclusion. The cause unknown. We went to a local psychic in the area, and he gave us what he believed was the cause. But we've never, as I say, it satisfied my wife. But as I say, I've always had questions. I just wondered what Eric might be able to tell us about the actual cause of his death.
Eric, the first thing that he shows me is, you know, when I ask him, it sounds like this is a cause of death type of question. The first thing that Eric shows me is the circulatory system and the heart. So it's more specific, like a blood disorder, a blood disease, blood clot, and then he shows me the heart. So when I see symbols like that, like the, you know, the circulatory system and the heart, it's their way of referring to something related to the blood. There's something about the blood, in the blood. I don't know if there was infection in their blood, but something about the blood or blood related.
Yeah, I that's actually what the psychic had told us. He had told, a friend that had gone to the same psychic a week previous to our visit, and not knowing either one of us, he had told the friend that he had died of a blood clot. And when we did get to see him ourselves, and they say he knew no connection between the two of us, he had told the other lady that he was giving the reading to for something else, that my son was trying to get in touch with my wife because of the questions. He was gone in 3 hours from the time we left him. And that's exactly what he said. It was a blood clot that went from his leg to his heart or something like that. But I've always had doubts, you know, if that was the end. But it sounds that's...
You've got two confirmations on that, Carl. I hope that puts some rest in your heart. Thank you for calling and being a part of the show this evening. Let's go west of the Rockies. Mary in Salt Lake City, Utah. Welcome to Coast, and what's your question?
Hello, Dave. And, I have been out of the hospital, but I need some help around the house for a little bit. And I have a housekeeper who I have found things missing, a ring, a coat. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's not important. But it's not for me to judge, and yet I don't want to hurt her. But no one else has been in our house. I wondered if Eric could tell me if she is stealing things from us. No one else has been here. And we had just moved, so I know exactly where things were.
All right. Well, what do you see for that, Eric?
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Did you say your name is Mary?
Yes, it's Mary in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. Well, basically, he asked Mary, what does her heart tell her? And then, you know, without even thinking, he says, your heart has already answered your own question.
All right. Well, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it sounds to me like there's no other logical explanation if nobody else has access to the house. and that's what's going on. She should she probably already has her answer. Let's go wild card line two, Angie in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to Coast AM, and what's your question?
I've had two tragedies, you know, my entire life. My mom passed away when I was 9, and I really just wanted to know if, you know, she hurt at all, and if she was, you know, happy with how I am now, you know. And then my dad died 7 years ago. He got hit by a fire truck, and that was pretty bad. And I wanted to know if he suffered at all, and if he was proud of me, and where I was in life, too.
When Eric responds to the first question, losing the mother, he snaps his fingers and said that the passing was very quick. It was very sudden. He says that she didn't hurt, she didn't suffer, she didn't feel pain, he says.
Yes.
He says, and then for you, he says, you know, you asked a question, is she proud of who I am now or what I'm doing now? He says that she says, are you proud of you? And then he says, as long as you can answer yes to that, then of course, he says, she aligns with that. It's what you feel and what's in your heart and the emotions that you feel about yourself are more important, he says.
Right.
He says, because when you feel happy with yourself and honoring who you are, he says she aligns with you more in that way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call in on that, Angie. Another question that we have coming in off the email here, and I've got this from numerous emailers, so I won't run through the names, but there's all of this talk of some major change coming this month. You know, tie-ins with the blood moon and all of the changes that are going on. Eric, can you tell us, is there something cataclysmic heading our way, whether you could be specific or not? Can you give us any insight on that?
He says, partially, he's like, I don't mean to crush anybody, but some of it's getting blown out of proportion. He says, in general, that there is like this cracking open, people, just this of awareness. He's like, I don't want to call it mindfulness. It's more just awareness. He's like, there's just this cracking open that's continuing. It's continuing to intensify, he says. He's like, so... It may become more intense around that blood moon thing you talk about. He's like, but it's nothing crazy that, you know, is mind-blowing. He's like, don't let things, you know, easily... He says things easily get blown out of proportion. But
all right. We've got another quick email from Therese. She says that her partner shot himself 4 weeks ago today. And she's been watching Channeling Eric practically 24/7 ever since. Her pain is unbearable. Can you help? She wants to know, why did he do this and where is he now?
He says, okay, the first question he takes is, he says, okay, why did he do this? He says, part of it was because of internal confusion. He says a lot of it was internal confusion, not understanding himself or the role that he was here to play. He says this isn't one of those things where it's related to an event or circumstances or a relationship. It was more of internal misunderstanding, he says. He didn't understand who he was. Where is he now, he says? He says I haven't brought him forward, but he's most likely already been received by guides to begin his transition, because he says when you go like that, when your journey ends that way, he says people are already waiting for you, because it's a hard way to go. It's a shocking way to go. So there's already people on the other side waiting for you, guides, he says.
All right. Let's go to wild card line five. Dennis in Philly, you're on the air.
Yes, I just have a quick question about the... I have some things going on as far as marriage-wise, health, and job. And I just want to... Does Eric see a change coming this year or next?
He's asking you to specify your question about change. Is change related to health, work, or marriage? But the first thing, when he connects to your energy, he's making it a huge point to tell you to pay attention, most of all, to your health.
Right. Well, I'm having an operation coming this October, and I just wanted to find out if I'm doing the right thing by having this, because there are some risks.
He says that the operation, the risks aren't, I don't know how to put this into words, but basically the operation benefits outweigh the risks. That this is a good thing, he says, the operation. But this is where you really need to focus. He says, you know, he's like, not that the marriage stuff isn't important and not that the job stuff isn't important, but he's like, your health right now really needs to be your focus, man.
Right, and the rest will stem from that. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much. We'll squeeze in one last quick call. East of the Rockies, Lisa in Wyoming Valley, Pennsylvania. Quick question, what would you like to ask?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question. Thank you for taking my call. I've been thinking a lot about my brother that passed away a few years ago, and I wanted to know if he was trying to connect to me in some way, and if his death was a health reason or if it was a self reason.
Eric answered the second question first. He said, "Is his health, or was his passing a health or a self reason?" He actually connects to both. So he makes me feel like health related to self issues, self thinking. He says that the brother takes partial responsibility for his passing. His actions led to his passing, maybe not have been intentional, like taking my own life, though. And then what was your other question?
Just that if he's been trying to contact me for some reason, because all these coincidences keep coming up, and I just keep thinking of him. He keeps popping into my head, and I'm wondering if he's trying to contact me for some reason.
Eric says he is trying to contact you to bring you, he says, to settle your mind, to settle your heart a little bit about, he says, because you're still unsettled about, you know, the questions swirling around his passing. He says he does a lot of the same stuff that I do, you know, messing with lights or electronical gadgets or putting things in your path and jumping into, he says he can actually change your energy and jump into your thought process to let you know that he's there. It's not your mind going, oh, I wonder how my brother is, if that was from him. It's actually him stepping into and saying, hey, I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you very much to our guests. I want to thank, of course, my staff, Nathan, Dave Hines, JJ here engineering, Lisa Lyon, Chris Boros, George Norrie, Scott Walter, my guest. And, of course, in the last 3 hours, we had Elisa Medhus, Kim Babcock, and Eric from the other side joining us. I'm Dave Schrader, and I appreciate you spending time. I'll be back again tomorrow night. Weird world we're going to be looking at, and strange sleep deaths. That's tomorrow on the Best in Overnight Talk Radio. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is Coast to Coast AM.